Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tea Time with Tara. I'm your host, Tara. I'm finally working on getting caught up on the backlog of guest episodes I recorded. So this one was actually recorded back in the end of March when I was in a really dark place in my life and really trying to just fight my way through it. My life has changed quite a bit since we recorded because it is now the end of September. So I will give updates at the end of this chat with my guest. On to my guest. Her name is Angie Correa, and she considers herself an intuitive career and business coach. She works with women and helps them create a life they truly love and feel fulfilled by. We spoke about life changes, especially related to work and career, as well as what it's like to be a woman in the workplace, and life challenges in general, and how they can affect your physical and mental health. Although she primarily works with women, this chat will be eye-opening and helpful to any listener, or at least I certainly hope so. So grab your favorite mug, get comfy, and let's have some tea time. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Welcome to Tea Time with Tara. I'm so glad to finally have you.
I'm so excited. I was like, tea time.
Yeah, it's tea time. So we'll just get right to it.
Yeah.
Will you tell the listeners about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm an ex-corporate executive. I used to work at big companies, big media companies in sales and marketing. And now I'm saying that I'm an intuitive career and business coach. And I'm saying intuitive because I'm really working from the inside out with people and all women. So I'm working with women. So all your women listeners, it's like, yeah, I'm all about the girl power. I'm all about like helping you move up in your careers or out of your careers if you're no longer passionate about it, and really stepping into more abundance with the work that you do, whether it's that you work for somebody or you're doing your own thing. I really want women to make more money so that they can say yes more than they say no.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love the idea of women supporting women. It's such an important thing. We really need each other. And I feel like it doesn't happen nearly as much as it should, especially when it comes to business. So I really
absolutely
love that you do that.
Yeah, thank you. It's so been
how did you get?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's good. I'm like, I think we're getting into our groove now, because I'm like, oh my God, it's been an amazing journey. But like, I think one of the things that, just so I'll note, is that it happened because I was working in corporate, and I was working on mostly female teams, but on those same teams, we weren't being recognized and promoted nearly as much as our male counterparts.
Okay.
Right. And so, excuse me. And it happened to me a couple of times too. And so when I actually got laid off, I had moved the last company that I worked for moved me from New York to LA. So I now reside in Santa Monica, California. Yeah. And then a year later they closed their office. And that's when I was just like, well, you know what? This is happening. If it's happening to me, it's happening to other people.
Yeah.
And I get to be the person to help them navigate.
Oh,
you know, like
fantastic.
Navigate that whole thing.
So you moved across the country and then they laid you off after a year.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah. But guess what? But here's the beautiful part is that they paid for the entire move. So for me, I'm like, well, that's totally fine because they paid for the big, and it was a big move. I mean, across the country in 5 weeks, by the way. So from the time that I said yes, 5 weeks later, I was living here.
Oh, wow.
And so I had to hire somebody. Yeah, I had to hire somebody. I had to move out of my apartment, my house. I mean, I owned my house. I had to move out of it. I was already divorced.
Goodness,
don't have kids. I know. I had to sell my house, sell all the furniture in my house. I came to California with 23 boxes in my car. And that was it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's wild.
I know.
And how long have you been living there now?
It's
again?
Almost 10 years.
Wow.
That was 10 years ago. But like that, while that is like some shit, right? For sure, right? There's a part of it that's like, ugh. But at the same time, I think because I knew for years that I had wanted to do something else, right? Like my spirit, my soul was talking to me about like, I can't keep on working for other people. I can't keep on
making sprayed other myself people. With tea, sorry.
I love it. Yeah, like that's part of the process.
Yeah.
You're like, this is part of the initiation. Let's like pour tea all over ourselves. It's some sort of ritual baptism, somewhere in the world.
Baptism by tea.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I love it. No, it's all good. It's all good. But like, but even though that happened, right? And sure, I could have looked at it like, dang, like now I'm here. What do I do? But I think it really was that, like, I wasn't making the decision to go and start my company until that happened. Mm-hmm. So it was like, if you don't make the decision, somebody, the universe, somebody else will make that decision for you. Now, for me, it went great because I had already been kind of priming myself for that from the work that I was doing inside to then do it outside. But like, it happens to a lot of people I know. I'm like, if you don't make the decision, somebody else will make it for you. Or the universe.
It's so true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm actually experiencing that right now. And so it's been a little bit since we chatted, but I have a corporate job and I've been doing the same type of thing or in the same industry for the last 13 years. And I have felt like it wasn't feeding my soul the way I needed it to. And because I'm a very creative person and there's no creativity when it comes to like most scientific jobs, it's very by the book. And so it was very stressful. There was a lot of like, I had some health stuff going on, which I've talked a lot on the podcast and on Instagram about with my psoriatic arthritis, but what pushed me, I think, to get to that point where I had this massive flare up that like shut my body down for a couple of months was the stress of work. And so now I'm like, okay, I'm taking this time. My doctors are like, focus on getting well and and you need to not be so stressed out. And now I'm like, okay, well, do I want to go back? Or is there something that I should be doing that I've been saying I need to be doing and trying to figure that out? So, I mean, the universe literally was like, bitch, sit down. We got to talk.
I mean, and I think that you get to look at that, and I'm sorry that you're going through that, and it's so crazy because I was just so I have you know I was mentioning that I have a couple of friends I have a friend in town, and then another friend came over, and they've traveled all over, and they're living in Germany and in Brazil and all these other places.
How cool.
And they're talking about, I know it really is. And when you really start thinking about like, oh, this is why so many people leave the United States, you know, because in Sweden, for example, if they see that you're burnt out and that you're overly stressed, they actually can mandate that you take a year off to recover, to like work on your mental health. And that's paid 100%, at least a year. That's amazing. It might be more. And so there's other places in the world that actually really value our mental health and like our spirit and what we're doing and how we're functioning as human beings. And it's unfortunate that in a lot of places here, they don't value it the same way. Right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, oh, I need a mental health day used to be a joke, right? A mental health day used to be like, oh, I need a mental health day. Ha ha. And it's like, no, actually
it's a serious thing.
It's a serious thing because it manifests in illness. And so similarly, I have, you know, ton of autoimmune stuff and, you know, there's just a bunch of stuff that happens, even though I'm not working for, well, it really flared up when I was working in corporate, not as much now, but still it's already activated in my body because of that experience and because I didn't take the time and because I kept on working so hard, which is, you know, like it's
right now.
It's so counterintuitive. And, you know, I think what I tell a lot of my clients is, so I work mostly one-on-one with women who are in corporate or coming out of corporate or have been recently laid off mostly. But I do have a group mastermind that's starting in May that I'll be teaching in that as well, because I do it with my one-on-one. It's like, okay, how do we take our whole life and really start living from the perspective of who am I being? Right. So that way you're not compartmentalizing your weekend, who you are on the weekend, because I have to let steam off. Who am I with my children? Because I have to be a good mom. Who I am at work? Because I have to pretend to be, you know, whatever, and not like really let them see who I really am. It's like, who do we get to just be? Because I think for women, especially, and then women of color, don't even get me started. We're both Puerto Rican girls, you know, and it's a whole other thing. right?
And do you see my sweatshirt?
Oh, I love it. Oh my God. I need that. I need that. You need to send me the link for where you got that. It's so okay. cute.
It was a gift. I'll have to ask.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'd love it. But like, that's the other part of it too. It's like, on top of that, right, we have our cultural things that are going on. You know, mm-hmm. I did a keynote talk about 2.5-3 weeks ago. And it was literally, it started with, I walked into a huge media company and one of my colleagues, who was supposed to be a counterpart of mine, had said, oh, great, now we have our own office JLo. And that was a big media company. It was 25 years ago. It was 25 years ago before JLo is who she is today. So yeah. What was he telling me, right? He's like, oh, we have our own curvy Latina, spicy, feisty, yeah. whatever. And it wasn't
those are
anything.
All the adjectives yeah. too. It's like, can you not? Yeah. I'm not a foodie.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I may look like a snack, but not
totally. Oh my God. You know, and it's, you know, that's a lot of what we're going through. And so for mm-hmm. me, my mission has just really been to really help people navigate that, because I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care. But when this stuff wears on you and wears on you and wears on you and wears on you, you lose your sense of self. I did.
Oof. I did too.
And then you get sick on top of that. And then you're, mm-hmm. and then you're the one who's taking care of everything, right? I think, you know, we talked about this, about like, you know, I've worked for a really long time, and for the most of my life, I've been the breadwinner. I was married, now I'm divorced, you know, and it's like, I'm doing all the things. I mean, I'm not a mom. So that's even on top of that. A lot of my clients are moms, and a lot of them are single moms, mm-hmm. you know? So it really is, it's like, you don't have to do it alone.
Yeah.
And like what we said at the very beginning, like, we get to support each other more and more and more. And how that looks is community, is mentors, is coaches, it's seeking out whatever kind of help that you might need, therapists, like, it's mm-hmm. all the things. And it is a constant, like, implementation and practice every single day.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. I was actually, when you said therapist, even, I'm like, my therapist is a really awesome woman.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. I've had male therapists, but she is just mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. It really makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think the other thing is too, it's so funny because culturally, what I'm also seeing sometimes, and not all the time, but culturally, you know, there are still people who are like, oh, I'm not crazy. I don't need that. I'm not a kook, you know? And I'm like, no, therapy is one of the best. If you have, and most of us have it, right? Most of us have some sort of trauma, you know, deep-seated shadow experiences that we get to talk about and release. And so what I like to say is have both. Have, like, sandwich yourself in between somebody who can help you unravel the past, and then somebody like a coach, that's what I do, move you towards mm-hmm. the future. What do you want to create? Yeah. What's the end-all result that you want to create? As you're healing, we use the healing work to also kind of work through, all right, what are we doing?
And fuel
that's
that.
Why I say I'm in. And fuel. And what I've found is that with that kind of a combination, you're really seeing the growth in what women are getting to do and what women of color are getting to do. Because now it's like, okay, I'm taking this into my, like, there's a difference between I take care of everything. Like, I do it all and I'm confident and I'm an independent woman. I get that. I was that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I get to also get nurtured. Mm-hmm. I get to also be heard. I get to also surrender, because being strong and independent is exhausting.
Ugh, it sure is.
Right? It's like a little fly flying around in front of me. I'm like, oh. But, you know, and so I think, like, we're just being real right here, right now, right? It's like fighting off all the little gnats and flies that are flying around me, but it's also fighting off all the, like, you know, because I think we get so, so I'm really hyper right now too, because not only did I just do an event on Friday, and I have my good friend that just flew back in from Brazil, and she's going to Germany. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, and talking about the differences in how we're allowing ourselves now to be supported, right? How yes. we're just being like, okay, I get to claim what I want. I don't have to bulldoze my way anywhere. I don't have to defend myself, you know, to anybody else. I can still be me, stand my ground, have boundaries, but also do it from, you know, a calm nervous system. Right. Like not right. always be like at fight and flight in every experience. Mm-hmm. There's too many of us have lived that way for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was just mm-hmm. When I think I'm like, what day is it? Friday.
It's Sunday.
My friend and I did a live, and we were talking about that I get very stuck in the fight, flight, freeze, fawn. And I'm, mm-hmm. it's like, there are different things that happen in my life where I go to different, like, I didn't realize how much I fawn. I was like, oh my gosh, that's how I exist in relationships mm-hmm. with people. Mm-hmm. With what, romantic partners, for example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I struggle with either being the fawning or the fight. In work. And yeah. then, you know, so there's all these different dynamics happening because of my mm-hmm. my trauma. But I mean, even mm-hmm. if you don't have any really heavy trauma, everybody has shit going on.
Something.
Everybody has yep. had experiences that were stressful, were difficult. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just part of the human experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So many of us are just going, and then it's like,
yeah,
I'm so tired.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other thing too, right? We went through a lot of years. So even before the pandemic, right? It's like we went through so many years that hustle culture, mm. right? I'm a hustler. I'm going to go after it. I'm just going to go grab it. I'm going to go. And that too is just like, it's like aggressive, right?
It is
what did the pandemic, what did the pandemic, the pandemic made everybody kind of slow down into a sense, right? Like slow down, really reevaluate. You started realizing, okay, well, who are my people? Because nobody's checked in on me in 3 weeks. And so I could be mm-hmm. like, right? Like I went through that, right? I had 5 friends move out of the country.
Wow.
You know, I've had like, so we're coming out of this whole hustle culture. We're going into this, like, okay, everybody just stop, right? Don't look at anybody. Don't see anybody. Don't do whatever. Some people thrive during that period. And then others mm-hmm. just like, we froze like deer's caught in a headlight. Right. And it's really about coming back to self and just being like, okay, I get to choose who do I want to be and how do I want to feel?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you're looking at those two things, who do I want to be in the world as a whole, not just as a mom, but as a mom who's a working mom, as a single mom, as right. a lover, as whatever. Right. And then, so wait, what did I just say? It's like, who do I want to be and how do I want to feel? I know. I'm like, so how do I want to feel? Yeah. How do I want to feel? Is like, I'm really, my pursuit is freedom. My pursuit is joy. My pursuit is calm. My pursuit is, you know, homeostasis, right? Like, I don't want to have these spikes of like anxiety and these spikes, which was happening to a lot of people. And again, mm-hmm. this past Friday, I spoke at an event, you know, there's 100 women in this room and all different types of industries. And one of the things that they said was that it's like, now that, okay, we went from this place to this place, now where are we going? Because it's the same we can't continue to act and work and fellowship the same way that we did 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's really got to be intentional. Right. And so,
yeah.
And so when people think of intentionality, it's like, well, what do you mean? And it's like, okay, so why don't we go to like our core values? Right. So I just said, you know, freedom and joy and calm. Those are core values. I want to feel safe, secure. I want to feel free. I want to feel more joy. Right. I want to have really good relationships, deep relationships. Even if I just kept those few and every decision that I make, I'm like, does it match my core value? That's the intentionality. Like, that's where we really get to go. And then all of a sudden, even me saying it right now, I'm like, it's like I can breathe again.
Yeah.
Right?
It's such a good feeling. I mean, that's what I've been experiencing so much. Like during the pandemic, it was like I still had to work like a crazy person, and probably even more so because I was stuck at home with two kids. One was one. She had just turned one. And then the other one was going into middle school, except for we moved to a new town, and so he didn't know anybody, and he just saw people through a computer screen and was in complete isolation. And so I am a n brand like newly single mom going into a pandemic and a new job because I had just started it in January of 2020. And it was like there was so much, it became like home was no longer my happy place or my safe space. It just felt like it was so overwhelming and exhausting. And I had no, because like when you have work and the kids go to school and like everything is a little bit separate, you kind of have that time to decompress and have that because everything was all in one. And so now, I like the kids have go are obviously are back in school now. And but now my job was like, well, we want you to start coming back into the office 5 days a week. And I'm like, I've been doing this for 3 years from home. Why would I want to stay in this? And so now I've taken this time to start doing all the creative things that I haven't been doing because that's the kind of stuff that really feeds my soul. And now I'm like, I can never go back to that. There is no way. There's no way.
And I think, and here's the thing, right? It's like either you're leaving by choice or by force, right? And it's kind of a little bit of both for many people, right? For many
Yeah,
people that
that's
I
where
work
I'm
with, it's a
at.
little bit of, yeah, it's a little bit of both. It's kind of like if you would have just like accommodated based on the experience that we had as a global community, and now you're completely being ridiculous by needing to see my face for no reason, yet you're not compensating for that change now that, you know, whatever. And it's like, oh, okay. So now I get to actually decide. And that's where you get to go back to, you know, whether you go back, you know, you stay at this company or move to another company to do something. It's like when you're still functioning from that place of, okay, what is important to me? Right. It's like, okay, if we do it in the external, then you're really thinking about, okay, well, is it a good work environment? Do they value me?
Right.
Right. Do
And
they
most of
value
them
me and the
don't.
work? Many of them don't, unfortunately. And that's even if you've been there for 25 years, right? It's
You're
a lot of the times
disposable.
they just don't, you're just disposable. And so that's the unfortunate part. So you get to really say, okay, well, what is it that I'm going to do? But be like, I like to say, like, be smart about it in terms of like, grab whatever you can. Like, if you have time, you know, time off that you haven't taken, if you have education that they can pay for or whatever, like, try to grab as much of that. Before an exit, but if that's not even possible, it's really like, okay, what can you do and implement immediately so that you can start capitalizing, right? And making your money so that you don't have to rely on somebody. Because fortunately for me, a year after I had gotten here and they laid me off and they shut down the office here, I had still been making money in another way. Right. So I was making, and they also were trying to force me out, which I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So you're going to pay me a beautiful severance after I've given you 5 years and you move me across the country. So I'm not going to just walk away. Right. And so I got all my vacation, I got all my sick days, I got all that. And I think I got like 3 years severance or something crazy. Like so, I got something because I, you
That's
know,
amazing.
I was like, you get to be the master negotiator on both sides of it and really say, no, I'm going to take a stand for my life and you're not just going to take advantage of me. And I think a lot of the times that's what happens is that a big company will come in, they'll change leadership, and then they'll just be a do whatever you have to do. So they'll make your life a living hell. But if you just stand your ground and say, okay, great, I see the writing on the wall. And I'm just here to tell you that I will hire an attorney. I actually have a law firm that I love and I work with all the time. And I was like, I'll just call my lawyer and that's it. And it's like, we live in a judicious system where it's not just for the big guys, it's for us too. So we get to really consult with experts that can help us in those kinds of decisions. And then we move from there. We move on without resentment, without animosity. It's like, okay, what's in this for me? And for me, that they came, they let me, they I gave me my check. I walked out the door. I got on a plane. I went to Cancun for 2 weeks. I was like, bye, peace out.
Hell yeah, that's amazing.
I'm like, I'm going to go have some fun. I came back. I started a mastermind, right? That was when I launched my very first mastermind with 10 women who came out of the same industry that I was in. And I was just like, okay, let's just do it. Because I had already been hiring coaches for myself, for my life, for my career, my divorce, my whatever. So I was learning as I was going, right? And then I'm like, oh my God, this can support somebody else.
Yeah.
And so that's where my business launched. Because of that. So that's where, so that long story short, to really just say, like, take some of these experiences that we're having. And if you really ask yourself, what's in this for me, it could be the next big thing that changes your life.
Yeah, totally. And you know, the negotiating on your own behalf is something that so many people don't realize that they can do, especially women are, I'm sure of it, are too afraid to ask. And it's like, it's actually very easy to just like, it's surprising how easy it is to just say, you know what? No, I'm not accepting that. Yeah. I want this. And I mean, there has been one time where I was like, well, I'm going to talk to my lawyer. I didn't have a lawyer. I knew a lawyer that I had spoken with, like, personally, but I'm going to talk to my lawyer and I'll get back to you. And then all of a sudden it was, we'll give you everything.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to deal with it.
They don't want to deal with it. And the thing is, this is like, it's also like, it's not just about like the threat of it, right? It's like we as women, as business owners, as, you know, we're independent, we get to have that actually. And like, I have a service that I have had for about 5 years now, which really supports me on my personal side as I'm getting older and, you know, having to take care of wills and all that fun stuff. I mean, you know, that's a whole other conversation, but also especially if you're going into a business, if you ever have thought of, you know what, I'd really like to start something. I don't say, don't call your girlfriend. Don't just follow the random like people online and just be like, oh, I want to do what they're doing and I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to get any contracts in place or establish my LLC and do all that. Like, do it the right way. And it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. And I can share with you afterwards a resource that I use.
Because I actually want to share it out. I would love that because I have an idea now. I'm starting my own business. I know what I'm doing now. Yep. I don't know exactly all the little pieces of it, but I know the idea and that's where I'm starting because if I don't start, I'm never going to do it.
Exactly. And my suggestion, so I'll send you some resources that I have and I've used and that they're affordable, but they're also not DIY affordable. It's like affordable with the support of an actual expert that you can call.
Yeah, that's,
and that's that part. So yeah, that's that part of it. And then, you know, for me, like what I love to really do is just reverse engineer the idea, right? So take the idea and just be like, okay, well, what is it that I want to do? What is it that's going to sustain me? Because the thing is too, I think some people want to have an idea and they're like, oh, you know, their misconception or their misunderstanding is that, oh, I'm going to start this business and businesses usually take 3 to 5 years to kick off and half of them don't even succeed. So they're going into a business without even thinking that they're going to win.
Right. They're going into it expecting to fail. And how do you fail? You can't do that. You cannot do that.
Yeah. And in this day and age, I think, you know, some people say, you know, oh, well, they take a long time. They don't, because we're living in a digital age where it's like you have more access to more people globally than ever before. It's if you're willing to put yourself out there and take that risk, and you've got to learn sales. You've got to learn sales. Yeah. Every, like, one book that I highly recommend is Seller Be Sold. Seller Be Sold. That's one. It's like a, you know, because we're selling. I mean, tell me, do you sell your children on what they're going to eat for dinner or what's their bedtime or what they're going to, you know, what are you going to do on the weekends? Like, you're, it's a negotiation every time you talk to a child. I'm sorry.
It's true.
They know too much.
I have a 15-year-old and a 4-year-old. So they're both at those, like, the one is like, I want to show how, my God, it's exhausting, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're selling to them and you're either selling them on an idea or buying an idea from them. And so if you take that and really look at how you're doing that on a daily basis with absolutely every single decision that you're making, Then when you go to start your business and you start really saying, okay, well, who am I selling to and what are they buying from me? Right. Mm-hmm. And getting really like inside of your mission and your core, and that's where your core values also work in that perspective too. Right. Because you also don't want to go and start a business that's completely opposite of your core values.
Yes, of course.
Totally. Right. And sometimes people do it just because they have a good idea, but it doesn't really facilitate the lifestyle and their core values. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot, but I mean, it's fun. And I'm so excited to see what you create and what you are thinking about because
I'll tell you, offline, later. But like, there's, I have so many, so many things and that's my, but that's always who I have been. And so I always felt like, well, no, you can't want to do all the things, obviously, but can you sort of?
Yes.
And so that's kind of what I'm trying to do right now. I'm like, I've got some things up my sleeve now.
Yeah. Well, think about it this way, right? I mean, it's like, you don't want to start too many different projects all at one time, right? It's like you get to focus on one, you get to make it a moneymaker, you know, you get to have your bills paid, you have, you get to put a little money in the bank and you get to start building the second one kind of like, so the first one's going and then the second one comes in, right? And then the third one comes in. And then sometimes ideas come from that. I mean, you know, you have somebody like J-Lo who has, I don't even know, like 17 companies or something. I mean, between yoga studios and clothing line and a jewelry line and a skincare line. And, you know, clothing and a partnership. I mean, so yes, we can.
Yeah. But I mean, let's Rihanna. Just
like focus. Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
I talk about her all the time because my her name is Robin. Her first name is Robin. And my daughter's first name is Robin. And so I always tell her, like, look at her. Look at that Robin.
Yeah.
Look at, she does all this stuff. She's a singer. She's got her own clothing brand, her own makeup brand. Like she's doing so much and it's like, I want that. I want my daughter to see that. And especially because she's a woman of color too. I mean, my daughter is whiter than I am, but still she's a little half Latina baby. So like, I want her to be able to see that. Like, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, you can do whatever you want to do. And I'm trying to also give that same grace to myself.
I mean, I think here's the thing, right? Like, I love that you just said that too, like the grace that we get to give ourselves, because that is so important. Because right now it's like, all we have is right now. All we have is this moment right now. And it's important to understand that everything that happened up until now is in the past. We can't turn back the hands of time.
Right.
Right. So that's where the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, just leave them where they are. That's where grace right now. I'm here right now and this is where I want to be. And not that I'm here right now and I don't want to be here and I'm begrudging being here and blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, this is where I am. So with that grace, with that humility, with that sensitivity of just like, okay, where do I want to be and what are the steps I get to do? But it's saying, okay, here's the result that I want. Now let's put an intention to it with core values and then let's get to work. A lot of people get to work, but they're not identifying the results and then they're not living by core values.
Well, and they're also, I think that people end up looking so far ahead.
Right.
They're so focused on the future that they're not considering now and they're not enjoying now. Right. And I think that that's the other part of it that's so important when you're trying to do something for yourself, especially. It's you're going to spend so much time trying to get there that like, you're going to miss out on all the other experiences.
Exactly.
That got you there in the first place.
Yeah. 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 Which again goes back to, how do I want to feel? Who am I being and how do I want to feel? And if you're being like, you know, the resilient, courageous, risk-taking, confident, you know, like resourceful person, like, and because you want freedom and you want more joy, you want more time with your family and you want safety and your security. That's where like the magic happens. So it's like, for me, I'm like, that's actually the secret to life. Right?
That's so true. Ooh. Yeah. I love that.
Yay.
Well, so I mean, I love how passionate you are about this, first of all, because it's like, it's such a great energy to feed off of, but also like, mm-hmm. it's really inspiring. And I just appreciate it so much.
Oh, I appreciate you. And thank you for having me. I mean, I just, for me, you know, I think it's, I was just written up in, oh my God, now I forgot. This is so funny. I'm like, what's the name of the magazine again? Anyway, that's, I was just okay. written up in a magazine, and I can send you the link later, but
yeah.
Voyage LA. That's what it was. I was like, okay. LA, Voyage LA. And I basically, you know, I was talking about how the reason why I'm so passionate and the reason why I just absolutely love this work, and I work with women and I work with women of color, is because of my mom. My mom was a single mom. My mom raised us in a fifth-story walk-up, two little girls, putting us through Catholic school, taking us on vacation. We never wanted for anything. I never knew that my mother struggled.
Yeah.
I never knew that my mother didn't have or had to steal from Peter to pay Paul. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just never knew, because she was so resourceful and so resilient. My mother didn't even know how to drive when she got divorced.
Oh my gosh.
Right. And back then, I mean, my mom's absolutely stunning. She's this cute little, like 4'11", tiny little thing.
Yes.
And she went and she worked at, like, you know, a law firm first. And then she went to work at the hospital near where we used to live in the Bronx. And she worked there for 30 years. And after 30 years, I think her max salary was maybe $32,000. That was her max salary after 30 years. And they gave her a $300 gift certificate, $300 gift certificate at her retirement. And so I'm like, no. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Nobody else gets to do that, right? Like nobody else gets to experience that.
And nobody else has to be either. Exactly.
No.
That's so, like, just deplorable that they did
right.
that.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's also what feeds me and fuels my soul.
Yeah, totally.
Because there are still women today that are experiencing those kinds of things. And it's like, you know, while I know sometimes people are like, oh, well, coaching and this, and it's expensive and investing in me, and I have to take care of my kids, and I have to do this and I have to do that. I'm like, right. But if you don't get somebody that really has your back, that understands, has risen. So it's like, I say it all the time. You can only rise to that in which you've been exposed. So if you're going to your friends and you're going to your parents and you're going to people who have never done anything on their own, have never built a company, have never built a business, have never worked, you know what I mean? Like, how do you grow? You know how long that's going to take you? It's like, you get to really decide, okay, how am I going to invest in myself right now? And it doesn't have to be a full blown coach for a year. You know, I do 6 months with my clients, and then they usually stay on with me. There's courses. I have right now, I just created a guide, a 10 guide bundle. That's like, okay, how do I, you know, change my mindset? How do I change, you know, my habits? What kind of rituals do I, because I know that it's stuff that people are like, where do I even start?
Yes.
Where do I even start? Yep. And so that's, you know, $50, let's say, as opposed to a couple $1,000s. And it's like, find a way that you can invest in yourself with somebody that's going to give you some of those tools that are going to help you to move forward, and then keep on earmarking investment dollars for yourself, which, by the way, as a company, become tax deductible because it's investment in your education. And so that's how you really get to grow and not wait 3 to 5 years to do it, and that you can do it in a lot less time. I mean, you know, I had a client that worked with me, and she was coming out of the military, and in 45 days got her first $12,000 contract for photography. So she went from the military into photography and got a big contract with a major company to shoot their stores. And so, but it was because I could map it out for her. Right. And with her, not for her, but with her, right. I'm working with people, and you get to take the action. So,
yeah, that's amazing. That's, I mean, I'm just like, yes. Yeah. Well, all right. So what would be the one thing that you would want the listeners to take away from this whole conversation?
Yeah. Yeah. I would want people to sit down, and if you're single, sit down with yourself. If you have children or family, sit down with your family and really get clear on what's important to you, right? And so if you have to Google, what are some core values? Because sometimes I was like, you know what? I don't know what my core values are, right? And so there's a big list. You can find it on the World Wide Web. But like really looking at it, like freedom is a core value. Family is a core value. Finances are a core value. Faith is a core value, right? Fitness is a core value, right? Like, what are those things that are like are important to you that you want your life and your work to revolve around making sure that those things are in line? Sit down with that and create a list for yourself and for your family, right? Fun is a core value.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, if I'm not having fun at work, that's not supporting me, right? Like, I need that. And so if I'm not passionate, that's a core value. If I'm not passionate about what I'm doing, then I shouldn't be doing it. And so that's what I would say is sit down with yourself or your family and really get clear on your core values and then see how you're living your life on a daily basis and if it's lining up. And the thing is that it might, most people it's not. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. And that's great because then it's practice. Every single day it's practice. It's not that you're going to decide it and it's all going to be fixed. You're going to decide it and it's going to ebb and flow. And you might change some things as you move into different parts of your life from today on moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great point that to be flexible too, and to keep an open mind with the journey, basically.
Yeah.
That sometimes things have to change a little bit and it's not the end of the world. That, you know, that's just the way life is. You can't plan everything out so like to a T. That's it's not possible. And you're only gonna set yourself up to be stressed out and pissed off or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're always trying to make things be a certain way and not being flexible with yourself, especially.
Yeah. Especially with yourself. Yeah, that's a great, great, great point. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I'm so glad that we finally got to do this.
Me too.
I hope that other people, other women, but even men hearing this conversation, anyone feels as inspired as I do, because it's really, I just love how passionate you are, and I really appreciate it so much.
Thank you. No, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I love having this conversation, and I'm so glad and honored that you even have this podcast for me to be able to just share these stories and this knowledge, because it's not for me to keep, it's really for me to spread.
And that's the other thing too. That's what it's all about, making sure, because I always say this isn't about me, this is about everyone else. So
exactly.
Yay. Well, thank you.
Awesome.
How awesome is she? I want to extend a huge thank you to Angie for taking the time to have this chat with me. Your passion and drive are absolutely an inspiration. If you'd like to connect with her, her info will be in the show notes. However, you can find her on Instagram at AngieKorea_life2.0. As for updates, since this episode was recorded about 6 months ago, a lot has happened. I have since moved on from my former employer and just started a new job in August. I am feeling a lot better about my work-life balance as well as my physical and mental health. I did launch my business, but it's primarily going to be podcast-focused as I move toward creating more content and really devoting my creative energy to that. I had really hoped that coaching was a way for me to still reach people and help people, but I really just feel like it's too isolated and too niche. So there are plenty of coaches out there. Obviously, I have a bunch of them on my show already, and I would rather focus on creating new content and really connecting with you guys through podcasts and Instagram messages and all the things that I speak to you guys through. So I will still speak with you guys about mentorship and you know, be there for anybody who needs support. But I will be focusing a lot on some new projects that I will be sharing more about in the very near future. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate it, review, like, subscribe, all the things. These ratings really help my podcast reach more people. As always, you can follow me on Instagram at teatime.tara. My most up-to-date website info will always be in my bio there, so even if you're not on the gram, you can still pull it up and grab that link from my bio there.
My website is currently under construction because I am rethinking and reworking my whole vision, but you can still pull up teatimewithtara.com. And even though right now the homepage is down, you will still be able to access the menu where you can navigate to whatever pages are active at the time. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. I cannot wait to share what I'm working on with you all. Until next time, stay strong, keep your heart open, and let's keep changing the world one conversation at a time.